All right, get your Bibles out tonight. Luke chapter number 20. Sometimes you read about Christ and how he handles things, and you read it and you go, yeah, that I identify, but I probably wouldn't have done it like that. I see the benefit of doing that, but I wouldn't have done it. And then I come across phrases like this, and I feel like, Lord had days just like you and I. Chapter 20 and verse 1, and it came to pass that on one of those days. Ever have one of those days? I don't know if it was a Monday. I don't know. He just had one of those days. I'm like, I'm right there with you, Jesus. I have those. Yeah, exactly. And you never get flat tires on nice days. It's always raining. And it came to pass that on one of those days, as he taught the people in the temple and preached the gospel, the chief priests and scribes came upon him with the elders, and he spake unto him, saying, tell us by what authority doest thou these things? Or who is he that gave thee this authority? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for tonight. God, thank you that although maybe in this passage Christ doesn't directly respond to their answers, Lord, I'm thankful that we can look in other places and answer these questions. And God, help us to have a better love, a better appreciation, a deeper relationship with you, even after this short message here tonight. I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus Christ was 100% God, but at the same time, he was 100% man. So why do you say that? Because I just wonder. It doesn't say it, and if anybody would have said it, it'd be Luke, because he gives us details. But I just, in my mind, as these questions are coming up, and spake unto him, saying, these are people questioning the Lord Jesus Christ. Tell us by what authority doest thou these things? They don't even stop there. Or who is he that gave thee this authority? I just think for a moment, all of a sudden all the rocks just tremble a little bit. Maybe lift about 6 inches up off the ground. I know there was no electricity, but maybe all the candles dim for a moment and then come back up. Just the humanity meeting the divinity for a moment. What a great question. I'm thankful for the question because as we look in our scriptures, we can answer it. Tell us by what authority doest thou these things, Jesus? Or who is he that gave thee this authority? Well, John chapter number 1. Glad you have your Bibles here tonight. I just read through, or just counted up. I have 21 different passages to look at tonight. So that's going to go long. Some will just reference, some will just... So just listen quick, but I promise you, if you could just stick with me for a little bit, tonight we're looking at the authority of Jesus Christ. Hey, as our Savior, that should encourage us. Sometimes the kids walk around the house and they make these proclamations as if they're in charge. The Lord Jesus Christ actually is in charge. And when questioned his authority, he has all authority to say and to do whatever it is that he wants to do. Amen? Amen. All right. John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. The Bible says this in verse 3, all things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. Let us ask the question again, by what authority can you do these things? Well, I made everything. I am the creator of the universe. Ephesians chapter number 3. As Brother Charlie says, sword drill style, we're just getting there. I'm going to read a verse. The authority of Christ in his creation. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 9. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery from which from the beginning of the world hath been hidden, God who created all things by Jesus Christ. Colossians chapter number 1. Colossians chapter number 1 and verse 17 says, "And he is before all things, and by him all things consist." So when the scribes and those trying to tempt him ask the question, by what authority? If you read the passage, he doesn't even answer them because it's kind of a kind of catches them in their own words. But as we look at this, he's before all things, and by him all things consist. The authority of Christ in his creation. Look at this, Matthew chapter number 8. By what authority? Well, sometimes man doesn't listen to him, but nature always does. I love this, Matthew chapter 8 and verse 23. Familiar stories, Matthew 8, 23. "And when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him, and behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves. But he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he saith unto them, Why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm." Great tempest requires a great calm, yes? "But when the men marveled, they saying, What manner of man is this that even the winds and the sea obey him?" What authority do you have, Christ? Well, I have authority over all nature. Mark chapter number 11. Mark chapter number 11 and verse 12. "And on the morrow when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry, and seeing a fig tree afar off having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto him, No man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it when they come back through. What happens? The fig tree is withered. You go out to that oak tree over there, and we have one out front, and you say, You're done. You're done with leafing and growing. And then you come back tomorrow and see what happens. It'll be just a little bit taller. The Lord, in the midst of a storm, says, Hey, why don't you all just calm down for a minute? And all of a sudden, the waves stopped, the wind stopped, and he went back to sleep. By what authority? He has authority over all physical nature. Mark chapter number 5. But there's another if there's a physical, there's also a spiritual. Matthew chapter 5. Mark chapter number 5, starting in verse 5. Talking about the maniac here. Mark chapter 5 and verse 5. "And always night and day he was in the mountains and in the tombs crying and cutting himself with stones." This is a crazy man. Was he crazy about? Well, he was possessed. "When he saw Jesus far off, he ran and worshipped him, and he cried with a loud voice and said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not." That's not the man speaking. That's what's inside of him speaking. "For he said unto him, Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he said unto him, What is thy name? And he answered, saying, My name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country." Look at verse 12. "And all the devils besought him, saying, Send us into the swine that we may enter into them." By what authority, Jesus, do you have to speak here in that way? Who is it that gave you authority? Well, I did create the universe. I do have all power over all nature. Even the devils listen to me. Acts chapter number 19. One verse here, Acts chapter number 19. I don't know about you, but verses like that encourage me. They get me excited because that's my Savior. Evil spirit speaking, verse 15. "And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know and Paul I know, but who are ye?" Why? Because Jesus had power over these things. Look at Luke chapter 10. Luke 10 is a kind of a head-scratcher a little bit. Brother Parrott will explain it for us. Luke chapter number 10 and verse 17. And the 70 returned again with joy. These are his disciples, 70 of them, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. That's Luke 10, 17. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. He's like, I was there when Satan fell. Isn't that interesting? Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. What a powerful, what a thing. Here, Jesus says, the devils, the people went out in the name of Jesus and were able to do things that Jesus could do. In the name of Jesus, he was able to subdue, well, what does it say? Unclean spirits. Even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. By what authority? How about all physical authority, all spiritual authority? He has the power over illness. Mark chapter 8, we'll just reference it just for sake of time. You can write these down if you'd like. Mark chapter 8 and verse 2, he heals leprosy. John chapter 9 and verse 1, blindness. He restores a man's ear that has been cut off the side of his head. In Luke chapter number 22. He helps a man that cannot speak and cannot hear in Mark chapter 7. By what authority? He has all power over illness and disease. Worst case scenario, death. He brings Jairus' daughter back to life. Remember that? The widow's son back to life. John chapter 11, Lazarus himself. He just stands outside the tomb and he just calls him by name. Didn't even have to go touch him. And there they are questioning him. He's just having one of those days in the temple. And someone stands up and says, hey, by what authority are you able to speak these things? Who is it that gave you this authority? Well, I am God manifest in the flesh. I created you. I could tell you the exact numbers of hairs on your head. I've watched you every step of your life. I know what you're thinking and I know what you're feeling. I have all power over nature. I can make the wind rise and I can make it fall. I have power. The devils are subject unto me. All disease and illness is subject unto me. Even death itself is subject unto the Lord Jesus Christ. And that encourages me. Colossians chapter number 1. Colossians chapter number 1 and verse 18. Colossians 1:18 says, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the, man, I love this word, preeminence. Isn't that a great word? Brother Bauman, isn't that a great word? That's a King James word right there. Preeminence, of utmost importance. Because he's the head of this church. He's the head of the church, the body of believers. Ephesians chapter number 5. Galatians, Ephesians. Chapter 5 and verse 23. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. And he is the Savior of the body. Ephesians chapter number 1. See, we're very close to there. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 22. And hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is the body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Christ, the head over the church. By what authority do you speak these things? He's the creator of the universe. He's the head of the church. He's over all natural and spiritual kingdoms. He has all power over illness, all power over death. One like that, I would just recommend listening to. You know, you get these experts on TV, right? I mean, all of a sudden, everybody's an expert about gun control, and everyone's an expert of how to handle inflation, right? You know, you got some community college economics kid telling you how to fix the country. Maybe you could do better than those people in charge. And everyone's got an opinion, and we're interviewing all these people, and it puts their name and title and accolades, and this person was an ambassador to this place for this so long, and what are they trying to do? They're trying to give the person who's speaking credibility. Why should I listen to the Lord Jesus Christ? By what authority? What authority not only does he have over the world? Listen now, this is where it all comes together. What authority does he have in your life? Because I feel like sometimes we approach the Lord just like they did that day in the temple. Although we maybe wouldn't verbalize, speak it, in our hearts we kind of ask God, or we accuse God he doesn't know what he's doing. Who do you think you are? Haven't I not suffered enough? Let's be careful that we not have the same approach to the Lord Jesus Christ. Be careful that we not approach Jesus by the same way of, by what authority can you say this to me? In John chapter number 3, we'll finish with two verses, two different passages. John chapter number 3. In verse number 3, John 3:3 says, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Well, you know what? There's some really good people over here. Yeah, but God says, yeah, but I'm not in on that. Yeah, but he has all authority over the spiritual, over the natural, over all creation, over death and life itself. So when he says, ye must be born again, you know what that means? Ye must be born again. Amen. Jesus answered verse 5, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That's what he says. Yeah, but if you come up with a different plan, you know what you're saying? By whose authority is that? Matthew chapter number 28, last verse. Matthew chapter 28. That same one that has all authority. One that created it all. One that made it all. The one that calmed the storms. The one that walked on water. The one that the devils themselves have to ask permission. Would you please not destroy us and cast us into outer darkness? Can you toss us into these pigs? Fine, get in the pigs. Ah, right, off the cliff. The people that were in charge of the pigs, it says that they marveled at it and went into town and told them all the things that just happened. You would not believe what just happened. The guy that was covered in leprosy, the guy that couldn't see it all, the guy who was holding his own ear. The one that couldn't say a word, could never hear. And all of a sudden the Lord, if you read some of the stories, he licks his fingers pretty much and gives him wet willy and puts his wet fingers in his ears and all of a sudden he can hear. There they are in the room and the kid is dead and they're preparing they have the music going, the songs of mourning, and Jesus is like, put that away. He's not dead. And they laughed him to scorn, it said. He takes her by the hand and says, come on. That same one who called out Lazarus, who raised himself from the dead by the power of God, says this. In Matthew chapter 28 and verse 18, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye, therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Little kids playing outside, playing out in the yard. One goes to the other and says, it's time to go in. Who said? Mom sent me out here to get, okay, I'm coming. Why? Because we want to know what authority sent us. Remember Moses? Who am I going to say sent me? God the Father responds to Moses, tell him the I am sent you. Excuse me, sir. It's really important that you understand that because of the consequence of your sin, that you're on a pathway to hell for all eternity, but Jesus Christ died on the... Who told you to tell me this? Jesus himself. By what authority? Well, let me tell you about him. Hey, sometimes we... Let us remember who it is that commissioned us. Who gave us power to go out. We're not telling people our story. We're telling the people the story of Jesus Christ. The authority of Jesus Christ. My desire tonight here is to be an encouragement and help to you. And when you walk away, you read through these passages, maybe remind yourself again of these passages of just who it is that your Savior is. So when you read again back in Luke chapter number 20, and it says, and spake unto him, saying, tell us by what authority doest thou these things? Or who is he that gave thee this authority? And the rocks began to tremble, and the windows began to shake a little bit, and the rafters lifted up a little bit. Jesus takes a deep breath, because this is who he is. Say, I don't read that. Okay, that was my version. But all the things that we looked at is what God said about himself. And that same God sent us out to go do what he's asked us to do. Praise the Lord for that. Let's all stand. Are you doing what he told you to do? Are you telling your neighbors? Do your neighbors, if you just go three houses on either side, do they know about the Lord Jesus Christ? If you go across the street and do three houses on either side, that's 12 houses. Do they know about the Lord? Have they at least been given a witness? Say, I'm just not that person. I'm just not that. I just don't have all the words. I don't have the authority. You have the authority behind you. A simple gospel tract, a door hanger, something. The same one that saved you also commissioned you to go tell others about him. Let's be careful. Let's be faithful to do just that. Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight. God, I thank you for who you are. I'm in studying these things just in my heart, just overwhelmed, and I know I did not in the least bit do it justice. But God, I pray that your word, as we see these passages and see these things, that God, you would convict us and Lord, remind us of just what our duty is for you and by what authority we can go out in your name. God, thank you for saving us. Thank you for being so gracious and loving to us. God, thank you for your word that tells us all about you. Watch over us now, protect us as we travel home, and I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Have a good night.